Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. Charges against George Zimmerman in the shooting of Trayvon Martin made headlines this week. And for some, it brought back memories from 20 years ago, when LAPD officers charged with assaulting Rodney King were acquitted. Soon after the verdict, riots broke out in Los Angeles, and no neighborhood was hit harder than South Central LA. So today, memories of the violence from three people who were working at KJLH, an R&B station that was located on Crenshaw Boulevard, right in the heart of the riots.
I'm Karen Slade. I'm the general manager of KJLH Radio. We were prepared for people to be unhappy, but we couldn't believe our eyes. People were beyond angry. They were crazy. It's like they lost their mind. The phone started lighting up, and my jocks shut down the music. They stayed on the mic. They took the calls. And probably for the next 3 days, we just became all talk.
Paige, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, hey, my name is Alan. I'm calling from Compton. They've been having fires out here. They said a guy.
What is the situation in that neighborhood right now?
A lot of smoke, a lot of sirens, a lot of gunshots.
And, brothers, please, please stay indoors. Please, please take care of yourselves.
My name is Eric Rico Reed. Where we sat, our studio, we had a picture window, and it was just like looking at a movie screen. And we're looking right across the street at the TV repair shop, and we're watching people take something, throw it through the window, grab a broken TV, and it's, I can't believe this guy. It's a TV repair shop. The TVs don't even work.
They don't even work, man. They're just stealing them to be stealing them. It makes no sense.
It was crazy.
There's a fire truck missing right now.
And
a fire truck. A fire truck has been stolen. About two or three mail trucks.
My name is Arthur Williams. We saw an Hispanic guy. He was being beat severely, and a black priest went out in the middle of the street and held his Bible up and draped himself over the guy that everybody was beating, and they dispersed. You know what he did was unbelievable. So I said he's a hero.
It took almost forever to get stores back in the community that were burnt to the ground.
It was very disheartening, but the knuckleheads were few. They were devastating, and they had a horrible impact. But they didn't destroy the community. One lady came out, and she had some of the neighborhood kids, and she got them brooms, and everybody was sweeping. They were cleaning up Crenshaw, and I had never seen it before.
There were just so many things that were in our community. Our community wasn't perfect, but it was gorgeous. And some areas haven't come back and probably never will.
That's Eric Rico Reed, Karen Slade, and Arthur Williams remembering the L.A. riots. You can read more about the riots on our website, StoryCorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Nadia Raymond. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.